From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A U.S. presidential boost for New Orleans. 10 years after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, Louisiana, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes, President Barack Obama hailed the southern U.S. city's revival. In a speech at a newly built community center in the city's lower Ninth Ward that was badly hit by the hurricane, President Obama highlighted New Orleans' recovery and remarkable progress after suffering massive flooding.
And we came to realize that what started out as a natural disaster became a man-made disaster, a failure of government to look out for its own citizens.
President Obama said that New Orleans' recovery is a model for the nation in urban innovation and disaster response and resilience. Stock markets rallied around the world Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. U.S. markets gained more than 2%. Key European indexes advanced more than 3%. Earlier Thursday, Shanghai's stock soared more than 5%. Other Asian markets also advanced. As many as 50 refugees were found dead inside a truck in Austria Thursday as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migrant crisis. An Austrian official confirmed that a tractor trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck. The victims reportedly suffocated. The Arab League postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya, apparently because the League's members divided in their views on the civil war in the country. Analysts say the indefinite delay announced before the meeting scheduled for Thursday in Cairo grew out of one of the original obstacles facing a pan-Arab force. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is proposing creation of a three-person team to investigate chemical weapons attacks in Syria. In a letter to the UN Security Council Thursday, Mr. Ban said the independent panel will try to identify those responsible for using chlorine and other chemical weapons in attacks in Syria. Earlier this month, the Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution calling for an investigative body to determine who's responsible for the attacks, which have killed and injured many civilians. An Islamic State suicide car bomber drove into a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior military commanders. Iraqi officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi in Anbar province, where pro-Baghdad forces have been battling extremists for many months. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine, the result of an agreement this week by two sides to halt the ongoing violence by September 1st. Officials from both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped for about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. Greece has its first female prime minister. Chief Supreme Court Judge Vassiliki Tanou was sworn in as caretaker head of government Thursday. Ms. Tanou and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held September 20th. The former leftist Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras resigned last week following an uprising in his Syriza party due to the country's economic crisis. In advance of the International Day of the Disappeared Sunday, the International Committee of the Red Cross is appealing to governments and civil society to document the fate and whereabouts of people who've gone missing in conflicts and other disasters. Lisa Schlein has details.
A Latin American non-governmental organization created the International Day of the Disappeared in Costa Rica in 1981. The aim was to draw attention to the fate of individuals imprisoned under horrible conditions in places unknown to their families. The ICRC is tackling the issue of disappearances in dozens of countries around the world, including major hotspots in the Middle East and Africa. It is working to trace those who have gone missing. It documents information for present and future use. It offers a variety of support to the families of the missing, ranging from economic security programs and livelihoods to legal advice. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Storm warnings are out for more than a dozen Caribbean islands as Tropical Storm Erica approaches after killing at least three on Dominica. Erica soaked the island to 38 centimeters of rain. Forecasters say Erica likely will hit the Virgin Islands, Dominican Republic, and the Leeward Islands Friday and Saturday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.